Listening test. In this conversation, Richard and Jackie talk about driving and learning to drive. Here is the beginning of the conversation. Richard, we're talking about driving and learning to drive. Now, Jackie, I know you can drive. When did you first learn to drive?
Jackie, well, actually, that's interesting, Richard, because my brother, who's younger than me, right? My father taught him when he was 17, but he refused to give me lessons.
Here is an example of a question. Who taught Jackie's brother to drive? Their father? Jackie? Richard? The correct answer is their father. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the conversation. You will hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
We're talking about driving and learning to drive. Now, Jackie, I know you can drive. When did you first learn to drive?
Well, actually, that's interesting, Richard, because my brother, who is younger than me, right, my father taught him when he was 17, but he refused to give me lessons.
Well, he already knew about your driving, did he?
No. So, I actually didn't learn to drive until I was 26, I think, and I was working in London, and I paid for lessons.
Did you find it difficult then learning in a big city like London?
Oh, it was quite frightening getting in the car and being surrounded by loads of vehicles. But in fact, the traffic in London is quite slow, so it wasn't too bad.
And did you pass first time?
Not first time.
No.
I remember my first driving test. It was pouring down with rain, so I didn't really have much confidence. I passed second time.
Ah, and did you have a car of your own to drive?
No, I didn't. But my friend had an old car, an old Morris Minor that she didn't use, and she let me use that for a little bit. But it was actually some time before I regularly drove a car, having taken the test. So, Richard, when did you first learn to drive?
Oh, that was many years ago. I can't remember the date, but it was in Australia. Very, very different circumstances to yours. I learned, and I actually passed my test in a very, very quiet rural town in Australia.
Oh, right.
There were no hills, no traffic lights, and no roundabouts.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't really much of a test, but while I lived there, I moved on to Sydney, and I got a lot of practice there of roundabouts, hills, and traffic lights.
So now, Richard, having had lots of practice and in different situations, do you consider yourself to be a good driver?
I certainly consider myself a careful driver. I think a good driver involves skill, but also taking care. So I think I do take care, don't drive too fast, which is obviously very good. So, yes, I think so.
And do you prefer to drive rather than be driven? Because for some reason, when we were first together, I used to drive a lot more. And now, typically, you drive. Do you prefer to drive?
Not particularly. I like driving, but I don't mind being driven either.
Yeah, I like driving, but I think I really like being a passenger because I just love looking out the window all the time and looking at the countryside and looking into people's back gardens. The problem with that is, when it's then my turn to drive, I never know which way to go.
Yes. Actually, one thing I don't like, I'm not keen on driving motorways because it's too boring. Driving straight roads, I can't drive on motorways for very long. I find myself falling asleep if nothing else.
You could be careful about that, Richard.
Yes, that's why I don't like to do it for long periods.
You've also driven, Richard, in lots of different countries. Have you ever had an accident?
No, actually, I've never had a single accident, and long may that continue.
Definitely.
Now you will hear the text again.
We're talking about driving and learning to drive. Now, Jackie, I know you can drive. When did you first learn to drive?
Well, actually, that's interesting, Richard, because my brother, who is younger than me, right, my father taught him when he was 17, but he refused to give me lessons.
Well, he already knew about your driving, did he?
No. So, I actually didn't learn to drive until I was 26, I think, and I was working in London, and I paid for lessons.
Did you find it difficult then learning in a big city like London?
Oh, it was quite frightening getting in the car and being surrounded by loads of vehicles. But in fact, the traffic in London is quite slow, so it wasn't too bad.
And did you pass first time?
Not first time.
Oh.
I remember my first driving test. It was pouring down with rain, so I didn't really have much confidence. I passed second time.
Ah, and did you have a car of your own to drive?
No, I didn't. But my friend had an old car, an old Morris Minor that she didn't use, and she let me use that for a little bit. But it was actually some time before I regularly drove a car, having taken the test. So, Richard, when did you first learn to drive?
Oh, that was many years ago. I can't remember the date, but it was in Australia. Very, very different circumstances to yours. I learned, and I actually passed my test in a very, very quiet rural town in Australia.
Oh, right.
There were no hills, no traffic lights, and no roundabouts.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't really much of a test, but while I lived there, I moved on to Sydney, and I got a lot of practice there of roundabouts, hills, and traffic lights.
So now, Richard, having had lots of practice and in different situations, do you consider yourself to be a good driver?
I certainly consider myself a careful driver. I think a good driver involves skill, but also taking care. So I think I do take care, don't drive too fast, which is obviously very good. So, yes, I think so.
And do you prefer to drive rather than be driven? Because for some reason, when we were first together, I used to drive a lot more. And now, typically, you drive. Do you prefer to drive?
Not particularly. I like driving, but I don't mind being driven either.
Yeah, I like driving, but I think I really like being a passenger because I just love looking out the window all the time and looking at the countryside and looking into people's back gardens. The problem with that is, when it's then my turn to drive, I never know which way to go.
Yes. Actually, one thing I don't like, I'm not keen on driving motorways because it's too boring. Driving straight roads, I can't drive on motorways for very long. I find myself falling asleep if nothing else.
You could be careful about that, Richard.
Yes, that's why I don't like to do it for long periods.
You've also driven, Richard, in lots of different countries. Have you ever had an accident?
No, actually, I've never had a single accident, and long may that continue.
Definitely.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
We're talking about driving and learning to drive. Now, Jackie, I know you can drive. When did you first learn to drive?
Well, actually, that's interesting, Richard, because my brother, who is younger than me, right, my father taught him when he was 17, but he refused to give me lessons.
Well, he already knew about your driving, did he?
No. So, I actually didn't learn to drive until I was 26, I think, and I was working in London, and I paid for lessons.
Oh, did you find it difficult then, learning in a big city like London?
Oh, it was quite frightening getting in the car and being surrounded by loads of vehicles. But in fact, the traffic in London is quite slow, so it wasn't too bad.
And did you pass first time?
Not first time.
Oh.
I remember my first driving test. It was pouring down with rain, so I didn't really have much confidence. I passed second time.
Ah, and did you have a car of your own to drive?
No, I didn't. But my friend had an old car, an old Morris Minor that she didn't use, and she let me use that for a little bit. But it was actually some time before I regularly drove a car, having taken the test.
Hmm.
So, Richard, when did you first learn to drive?
Oh, that was many years ago. I can't remember the date, but it was in Australia. Very, very different circumstances to yours. I learned, and I actually passed my test in a very, very quiet rural town in Australia.
Oh, right.
There were no hills, no traffic lights, and no roundabouts.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't really much of a test, but while I lived there, I moved on to Sydney, and I got a lot of practice there of roundabouts, hills and traffic lights.
So now, Richard, having had lots of practice and in different situations, do you consider yourself to be a good driver?
I certainly consider myself a careful driver. I think a good driver involves skill, but also taking care. So I think I do take care, don't drive too fast, which is obviously very good. So, yes, I think so.
And do you prefer to drive rather than be driven? Because for some reason, when we were first together, I used to drive a lot more. And now, typically, you drive. Do you prefer to drive?
Not particularly. I like driving, but I don't mind being driven either.
Yeah, I like driving, but I think I really like being a passenger because I just love looking out the window all the time and looking at the countryside and looking into people's back gardens. The problem with that is, when it's then my turn to drive, I never know which way to go.
Yes. Actually, one thing I don't like, I'm not keen on driving motorways because it's too boring. Driving straight roads, I can't drive on motorways for very long. I find myself falling asleep if nothing else.
You could be careful about that, Richard.
Yes, that's why I don't like to do it for long periods.
You've also driven, Richard, in lots of different countries. Have you ever had an accident?
No, actually, I've never had a single accident, and long may that continue.
Definitely.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.